Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has fired the FBI's former number two official, Andrew McCabe, prompting McCabe to say he's being targeted because he is a crucial witness into whether President Trump tried to obstruct the investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump applauded McCabe's firing. He's been criticizing the FBI for alleged political bias. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will decide what actions it will take next after Russia announced it is expelling 23 British diplomats. Russia's retaliatory move comes after Britain's decision earlier in the week to expel 23 Russian diplomats over the poisoning of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who were found unconscious on a park bench in the English town of Salisbury, rushed to a hospital where they remain in serious condition. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the attack, although Joe Burton, senior lecturer at the University of Waikato in New Zealand, tells VOA the weight of evidence points to Moscow.
I think that there is significant evidence that will tie this attack to Russia. The type of chemical weapon that's been used in this case is one that is produced only in Russia. This really is a part of a pattern of activity where Russia has used similar methods against former spies in the UK before.
Earlier, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called Prime Minister May's actions boorish and said they were intended to distract from Britain's difficult negotiations in leaving the European Union. This is VOA News. Russians voting today for president in an election which really boils down to just one choice, incumbent Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin faces only token opposition with two chief rivals, Boris Nemtsov, who's dead, and Alexei Navalny, who inspired mass protests last year and is now in jail. We asked Kyle Wilson, a former Australian diplomat to Russia and is now a visiting fellow at the Australian National University, about the opposition.
The opposition is in some disarray because it really has only one figure around whom it can coalesce. That figure is Navalny. The other potential figure, who was Mr. Nemtsov, was of course murdered only 300 metres from the Kremlin about 4 years ago. So the opposition is in an invidious position, which makes it all the more surprising that the Kremlin, Mr. Putin and his advisers, really seem to be quite perturbed by, you know, the challenge that the opposition is mounting.
And as for what the next 6 years of Vladimir Putin means to the world, Wilson said it means 6 years at least of dealing with two bold, daring, and effective authoritarian leaders, Putin in Russia, Xi Jinping in China. Mr. Xi has just been reelected president, possibly for life. A regional Afghan military statement says American counterterrorism airstrikes in northern Afghanistan are reported to have killed up to 35 Islamic State militants, wounded a dozen more. U.S. military had no comment. Airstrikes came after a pro-Islamic group launched a social media campaign promoting jihadi mobilization to the Afghan-Pakistan region. Multiple days of talks between North Korean and Swedish foreign ministers have concluded. Some observers believe these meetings could lead to a smooth meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with Mr. Kim to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear program and hopefully to get North Korea to be okay with ongoing U.S.-South Korean cooperation. Meantime, U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan has met in Washington with South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa.
I'm thrilled to welcome her here to the department as we continue our ongoing discussions on many interests, many issues of mutual interest, and continuing to forge the strong bonds that we have between the United States and South Korea.
In a phone call with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, President Trump expressed cautious optimism over recent developments regarding North Korea, which includes information they are continuing to aggressively pursue their nuclear and missile agenda. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.